T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, longtime NFL wide receiver. You guys were teammates for a year in your rookie season, Dustin. And Nate Burleson is, of course, now with one of the hosts of NFL Network's Good Morning Football, which we watch all the time.
And Adam,
Monday through Friday, starting at 7.
Before we start talking about this game, as we bring Nate in, Nate, we got to talk about this Nickelodeon broadcast because
was
like the funnest broadcast I think I've ever seen in my life. Dude, how much fun did you have?
It was amazing, man. For me to be, born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, and influenced by the 2000s, it was right in my wheelhouse. And I kind of joked about it during the broadcast. It just felt like I was born to do it. Because, certain things you do, as you guys know, in the media world, you're called somewhere to do something. Somebody wants to pay you to do something. And you have to stretch yourself a little bit. You have to sometimes force the issue a little bit. You have to tap into something you might not be necessarily privy to. But for me, everything that was going on with Nickelodeon from my era and then me now raising a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old, it was one of the most fun experiences I've ever had doing sports. And I feel like it's not going to reset how people want to watch the game. It's just going to bring an addition to how people want to view sports.
What I thought was particularly great, Nate, and because of how you and Noah handled it, I think it went a long way. I think, and you guys actually do this on Good Morning Football, which is why I like the show too. This too many people, like, I yell and scream about football, but ultimately football is a game, and it's a business, and I get it. But some people take it so seriously; they're always so buttoned up all the time. It's supposed to be fun, right? It was supposed to be having fun with it, and you guys embraced the silliness, right, of being on a kid's channel, and I thought that was awesome. I think that's what made it, that you guys kind of embraced that and had fun with it.
Now, I appreciate that, and there's a fine line between, talking to a group that ranges from, a 5-year-old to a 50-year-old, and then talking down to a group, and that's what we didn't want to do. We didn't want to spend 3 hours talking down to people as if we were smarter, you're dumber, and let me teach you about the game. It was more just, let me give you digestible parallels to what you see and what I see. And given the fact that I have these conversations with my kids and I actually talk this way in normal, I don't come home, or even if I'm at the bar hanging out with friends, even a 40-year-old buddy of mine, I don't hit him with the hardcore X's and O's. And hey, when you look at the cover two shot and the blitz comes from the left. Now, I don't talk like that in real life. I talk in ways that's digestible. So I found that balance between that and then speaking to my kids in a very casual manner.
So here's my question. So when you guys did that promo, I saw your tweet, when you were got the opportunity to do the game, did you really get slimed, or was that like some like Photoshop thing?
Was that like some CGI? I got slimed.
You got slimed?
They texted me and they said, hey, do you want to get slimed? And before they could even finish the text, I sent back, yeah. And then a few days later, this, like, unmarked vehicle pulls up, like it's the FBI. And I'm like, who is this? And this lady comes out, and she has these, like, vats of what I thought was paint. And I'm like, we just moved into a place. And I'm like, did we order paint? Maybe we ordered paint. And she's like, no, this is from Nickelodeon. I'm like, well, where's the license plate? Where'd you come from? Did you come from Area 51? Like, what is going on? And so it sat in my garage for a few days. I didn't open it until the people came to set, and then they were staring it up, and they slimed me, which was crazy. It was like a dream come true. It was like being on Double Dare.
Yeah, right. <You don't> I love it.
We're talking with Nate Burleson, longtime NFL wide receiver. Now with, of course, Good Morning Football on NFL Network weekdays at 7 a.m. Nate, you know, a lot of people did not think the Browns were going to win. And we were confident. We felt good about it, even with the challenges they were facing. But I don't think anybody saw it. Even if you thought the Browns were going to win, going it the way it did, the complete domination, the crazy turnovers for Pittsburgh. As you're watching Browns-Steelers, especially that first quarter, what are you saying to yourself there?
Shock and awe. and not in a way that's being dismissive to what the Browns have accomplished. I mean, for anybody that knows me and kind of knows what I stand for, I think at one point I was like the only dude on TV a few years ago saying the Browns were a good team. And I did that for three years straight. And people were like, Nate, listen, these bum takes got to go somewhere. You need to get fired. And I'm like, I'm a ride or die with the Browns. Yeah. They were like, Nate, you were there for 2 months, bro, and you got injured twice. Like, get over yourself. So I don't know. I have a certain sense of loyalty, one. But two, I just saw what they were building year after year, and I can't help but to get excited. And as I'm watching this game, the shock and awe came from not the Browns beating the Steelers, but it's more of that moment where a little brother walks in the kitchen and he bumps the older brother. And he's just like, what? Do you want to go outside? And the big brother's like, you don't want this. I've been beating you up for years. And the little brother's like, no, actually, I got hair on my chest and hair in some other places I don't want to show you. And my voice is deeper and I'm ready to rock. Do you want to go outside? And they do. And they squabble. And guess what? The little brother punched the big bro in the mouth and he's still dusting himself off. Now, the Steelers will always be good. They're one of the hallmark teams in the NFL. They will forever be respected. Mike Tomlin is one of my favorite coaches, and they have legends on top of legends. Obviously, Big Ben is a Hall of Famer. T.J. Watt looks like he's on his way. Minka Fitzpatrick is like the best safety in the world. The list goes on and on. Joe Hayden, I mean, come on. But on the flip side, this was the arrival. You know, the Browns have been going through maturity over the last few years, and as we all know, you know, when you're going through puberty, there's those rough times. There's times when the voice is cracking, yeah. And that's when you're changing quarterbacks. There's times when pimples are popping up over the place, and that's when, you know, you're changing coaches. And there's times when, you know, you just don't feel comfortable in your own skin. And that's been the Browns over the last few years. They have arrived. Now, are they there yet? The question is going to be, can they finish the job? And what I love about the Browns is I think years ago they would have been happy with the how the regular season went. And I think everybody would have. Everybody would have been like, you know what? Good for the Browns. Good right. for the Browns. A winning season. But if you talk to anybody on that team, and I know guys on that roster closely, and you talk to any of those coaches, they're not satisfied. And that right there is a culture change. From a handful of years ago being happy with just being above 500 to them guys – in that building, showing up every day saying, okay, a playoff win is cool, but we expected it. Beating the Steelers is cool, but we expected it. Winning the Super Bowl, that's the goal.
Nate Burleson is with us from CBS, does everything, NFL Network, game days, Nickelodeon. I mean, you see the guy everywhere. Nate, this season for the Browns, Stefanski comes in. He's got this cool, calm demeanor. He's got this perfect salt and pepper beard. He looks the part. He's like, you know, George Clooney. He works with Baker Mayfield. He's got Baker's confidence back. How much do we give credit to Stefanski in his ability to kind of be that straw that stirs the drink?
Oh man, you talking about Coach McHandsome?
Oh, yes, man. Sir. McDreamy.
I saw that shot of him in the car the first day. I said, man, who in the HE double hockey sticks is this handsome dude? Golly, he's got a face on him. He's glancing back at the camera. What kind of glamour shot is that? Man, you can't take a better picture on senior day. But I love it because when he was in Minnesota, you know, people don't know that offense, they led the NFL with play-action touchdowns. So passes, touchdowns off of play-action, that was the league lead. So as soon as he got the job, I said, oh, man, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, those running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, Baker Mayfield, dial it in, start having discernment, taking care of the ball. This is going to be one of the best play-action teams in the business. And for a wide receiver, people are like, play-action? Like, don't you just want them to drop back and let it rip? Yeah, that's cool every once in a while, but that's not efficient football. But if you can establish the run and then use the run game to open up the pass and then vice versa, and then have a nice little sprinkle of trick plays, like that is the perfect mix. That's not the perfect, that's the perfect recipe for success, as we're seeing. So, yeah, he definitely deserves a lot of credit, not just for bringing the balance to that offense and having everybody understand what their role is, which is almost the more important part. But then just allowing Baker Mayfield to not go out there week in and week out and do too much. I mean, that was, I think, the sophomore slump that Baker Mayfield experienced was him doing too much. And I don't know if he'll admit it or not. You know, I met Baker on a couple of occasions, and I told him how much of a big fan I am. And I'm an even bigger fan of the growth that I've seen off the field. First year, it was, I'm here, let me prove myself. 27 touchdowns, rookie record. You know, he didn't play the first three games. He was like, okay, this guy's here. He's in a commercial with Tom Brady. Tom Brady's handing off the rings. They're like, oh, yeah, this is the Baker era. The sophomore slump comes, and everybody's like, I told you, he's a bum. He's overrated. And I'm like, just relax. Just chill out. And he was doing a lot of barking, doing a lot of talking. I think he had the photo shoot with the tiger and the shirt off, and everybody wanted to light him up. And this year, he figured out where his balance is. On the field, taking care of the ball, not forcing the issue, hitting the guys that are open and leaning on the run game. Off the field, still very confident, still very cocky. Oh, I could see that from a mile away. He's supposed to be. But then he also doesn't take himself too serious. You see the interviews, and he's cracking the jokes with the pop culture references. Like, that right there is a guy that has found his space. Like, that's his sweet spot right now. And what people don't understand, like, Baker doesn't have to be that 10 years from now. Nah, like, who you are, your personality, and how you carry yourself in the NFL is very fluid. So, you know, you might be young and gregarious when you first come in, and you're like a kid at a talent show on stage trying to make everybody happy. That was Cam Newton when he's with the Panthers. And now look at Cam Newton now. He doesn't want to be that same kid that's on the stage, you know, dabbing and making everybody smile. He's trying to make himself smile. So Baker Mayfield, in the space he's in right now, he's found that sweet spot. And then we'll see the evolution of Baker Mayfield next year. He'll find times where he needs to get serious. He'll find times where he needs to get cocky. He'll find times where he needs to have the confidence because the team needs confidence in him. Like, it's all very fluid. And it's good that he went through it all early on in his career. Now he can pick and choose his spots.
Nate, awesome to have you on with us. We appreciate the time, man. We're all watching Good Morning Football always. You guys are always having a lot of fun out on the show. We appreciate it. Great job again with Nickelodeon, and thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.